Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:13 now on this Monday morning after the storm, and we'll check in and get a post-storm update. We haven't forgotten about y'all and those that have been affected by the storm and so forth, but it was a big day yesterday in Dallas. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Hey, no, Mike.
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Yesterday during the game, first of all, Deuce McAllister was all over it. He was Deuce Radamus. He called two touchdowns before they happened, and he called something that the Saints had to watch out for before it happened. So he's like, let me try to get some lottery numbers from that guy. But during the course of the game, Jeff Nowak popped in with a stat that he picked up about this Saints and the most scoring points in the first two games and so forth. And I think Deuce summed it up best when he said two words: simmer down. And I know everybody's just all excited, and I know that Jeff was just I'm not criticizing him passing the information along, but it is a long season. It is kind of like the first couple of weeks of June as it relates to hurricane season. Is it not, Mike?
Yeah, and remember, this team was 2-0 last year.
Yep.
It didn't look like this, though.
No, it did not.
Okay. It didn't look like what we've seen today. So, yeah, there's always going to be bumps in the road along the way. But which we've seen the last 2 weeks has been very impressive. And 17-game season is very long, and you never know what happens with injuries and everything else. But, Tommy, to be honest, no one could have dreamed it would be like this offensively for this team. I think all of us felt defensively they would be a really good team. And you could see, with the additions of a Willie Gay and a Chase Young and the development of Brian Bercy, that this team was going to be pretty stout on defense. It is comes down to one thing: their ability to run the football. That has been the biggest surprise and pleasant surprise so far this season. When you tell people they beat the Cowboys yesterday 44-19, they threw 16 passes. 16.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's their ability to run the football. They ran it 39 times yesterday. But in those 16 plays, how many of them were the big play element? If it was to Rashid early in the game, the screen pass to Kamara, Chris Olave's big plays. So I take that, yeah, it's a long season, and things aren't going to always go right. But the one thing that has really turned out super positive, their ability to run the football when they need to and have to. And we saw this sort of game plan to beat the Cowboys early last season. Arizona was the first team to do it. Then we saw it also in the playoffs. The Packers did it. Played a little small ball, physically got after them. And, you know, you hit the big play on them. Mm-hmm. They play a lot of man coverage. And so with that in mind, you got safety starting to cheat up to get in on the to stop the run. He got a lot of one-on-ones. The crazy thing with Shaheed, it was actually double-teamed. He was actually double-teamed on that play. He ran right through it. Man, he can run, flat-out run. He is a fast guy with pads and a helmet on. They got a lot of fast people in this world. Mm-hmm. You put pads and a helmet on, ain't quite as fast. But, man, he sort of broke it open. And you could tell almost from that moment, the Cowboys were like, uh-oh, we in trouble, because they had already established the fact that they were going to play small ball football with you, but they had that ability to hit the big play downfield.
Alvin Kamara is running like a man possessed. I know it's cliche, but it is true.
No question about it. It's the Kamara we saw, not the last 2 years of Alvin, but before then. And he's got an innate ability to make the first man miss, and just his balance skills. And when I scout for a runner, it's one of the things I look for. Even a big man runner, their balance, an ability to pivot away from people at the right moment. And he's got that. And you see it as a runner and a receiver that he always sort of try to make that first man miss, and then you're in trouble after that. He's got another gear that he can kick it into, and despite the fact he's carried the football and caught a lot of passes in this league, he still got it. He still has it.
One thing I noticed that something that they're not doing, and that is it seems as though last year and with the Pete Carmichael thing, and I don't want to, run him into the ground or anything, but it would seem like Saints get something going offensively, so what do? We take Taysom out and put him in a quarterback. And they're using him much more effectively this year than they did in previous years. And they're kind of like letting Derek Carr quarterback the team. Taysom had a couple of snaps at quarterback yesterday, but only when it was in like a third, if I remember correctly, and kind of like four or five situation. Thoughts on that, Mike?
Yeah, the thing with Taysom, and this goes back sometime in July, we're doing the pickleball tournament at the Morial Center. And Drew Brees, we were talking to him about the Saints, and he made the comment, I play him at least 12 plays a game. And at the quarterback position, because he said, I saw it, that when he's in there, how the defense reacts. Mm-hmm. And he said, you're not real sure. He said, everything is fast-paced, so you don't have time to react to him. Does he play the traditional quarterback? Is he going to run the ball out of that power formation? Are you going to play him at tight end, fullback, wide receiver? We're seeing a little bit more of an expansion of that. Now, he did get hurt in the second half with a chest injury. I'm not sure exactly what the extent of it is. But, man, if you're trying to adjust to that, and I remember Drew said, you just see everybody on defense saying, okay, where is he going to line up? And you're not real sure. It causes a bit of a confusion moment for the defense of where he's going to be and how involved he's going to be on the play. And he said, listen, I've been there. I've been on that field and seen how the defense is when he's there. And I think you're seeing an expansive role of more with Taysom and using him in different areas. It's all about that moment of confusion, mm-hmm. or hesitation, and it opens up everybody else out on that field. But really, it comes down to the fact that for the last 2 years, the Saints have struggled to run the football when they need to and have to. And in Kubiak's system, they are going to be a heavy run team. And it has really paid off the last 2 weeks.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Mike Dettelier, who will be second-guessing this evening with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on the beach at Hancock County, Mississippi, Silver Slipper Casino. Going to Bay St. Louis. They'll grade the Saints' performance. So Saints coaches show after that at 6:30 with Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, and head coach Dennis Allen. Then at 7, linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Then Monday Night Football, Falcons at the next Saints opponent, Eagles. Monday Night Football. I'm glad the Eagles are playing on Monday night. 6:22, traffic now, WWL.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, you know, I was wondering last night as I went to bed about Taysom Hill and just the logistics of it all. He's at a hospital, and they took him to a hospital in Dallas. I don't know if he joined the Saints on a trip back yesterday. I don't know if they've released anything about this. But then I got to thinking about the logistics of that. Well, I would have to believe they keep somebody there with him, and then do they – he has been released, him? So if they were, I guess they charter a jet for him or something, bring him back. I guess I don't know, but I don't know.
I know I would.
Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna have him sitting in a Delta concourse or anything, right? I mean, you gotta. I would think so. So what did it say, Tim, about his condition? Anything? Mike Triplett saying he did take the trip back with the team after he was released. Okay, well, thank you for that, Tim. I looked, but I couldn't find it. Tell me about the Eagles, and I mentioned this. We'll get to the Saints' defense and look more at Cowboys when we come back after the break, but we've got a minute or two here. I kind of like the fact that they're playing on Monday night. You?
Yeah. And one thing with the Eagles, and I was going to bring this up. You kind of set it up the way, and Deuce does a fantastic job. He can sort of see how the sets are, and you know, he'll make that call on a play that he thinks will happen. And so I was going between listening to Deuce, but I also wanted to hear what Tom Brady had to say. And when it got brought up to him about playing the Saints defense, he said, yeah, I hated to play against Dennis Allen's defense.
Did he?
You think about, you know, and he had some moments. He wasn't real happy. He had tablet throwing moments against Dennis Allen's defense. But no matter what you might think of him as a head coach, Dennis Allen, you got to say, man, he knows his business. As far as defense concerned, the one team that has given him problems, and that's the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. Now, the Saints beat the Eagles in Philly when they were on a roll, but it was Uncle Rico was quarterbacking. It was Garner Minshew. It wasn't Jalen Hurts. Because of his ability to run the football. Yeah. You know, you've seen the movie. Oh, I can throw that ball over that mountain.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think that's the intrigue with me with this, because Hurts gives you issues because of his mobility skills, his ability to run with the football and either run with it or throw it off the movement skills. And so the Eagles are a very talented football team, got some outstanding receivers. Saquon Barkley's been a big pickup for them at running back. But, yeah, I like the fact that they play on Monday night. And you know what? I'm going to be a big Eagles fan tonight.
Absolutely. They're playing
Beat them Falcons.
Beat the Falcons. That's right. All right, 6:30, we'll talk about the Saints defense. One thing I've noticed is a marked improvement in tackling. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. So many stars yesterday. Hard to pick one. Mike Dettelier joins us when we come back. Questions 504-260-1870. Time now, WWL First News. If you follow WWL on Twitter at WWLAMFM, you can see some video of that call, as a matter of fact. And it was at that point that I dubbed him Deustradamus because he called another touchdown right after that. And I think Deuce does get... He knows his stuff. Mike Dettelier, who joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk, who will be second-guessing over at the Silver Slipper Casino tonight on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi, in Bay St. Louis. But he does, I think, have some views of practice, and maybe he knows sometimes what's coming on, which is great. I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just saying that he does a great job. He really does, and he called that one. Let's talk about the offensive line, Mike, if we can. And also, I think that factors into what Clint Kubiak is doing with motion and play action, Rashid Shaheed being lined up at running back. All of that's got to help the offensive line, I would think, right? One complements the other?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we've had Mark Schlereff on a couple different times. Mark has played in this type system, mm-hmm. and he has talked about it is offensive line friendly, and that maybe if you have somebody who isn't quite as talented as maybe you would like, they will do some things to offset that. And I just think what you've seen the last couple games with Benton and Dennison coaching goes to show you how they were not well coached with Doug Marrone the last couple years. Just weren't. You didn't see any improvement from their offensive line. And, man, these two guys, and they've coached a lot of offensive line play over the years, Benton and Dennison. So you got to give them a lot of credit there. And it's just coming up with something that fits in the personnel that you have. But, Tommy, I think a big part of it, too, is having them believe in what you're doing is going to give them the best chance to succeed. It is a little bit between the ears.
Yeah, let me tell you. Let me jump in, and this goes to what I heard you say Saturday with Herb Tyler on the LSU Tiger postgame show about your neighbor, Joe Clark, and about coaching and teaching and the way you teach. Man, you must be mind-reading because that's exactly where I was leading you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Joe, man, God bless him. He coached 50 years and beyond, so to speak, major college football and in the NFL, and then sort of he coached in NFL Europe and all these other places. And he was about, it's not what you coach, because he said, okay, we're not reinventing the wheel in football, but it's how you coach and how you relate it to younger players. Okay, you can be a much older coach, and these young guys, you got nothing in common with them. So you've got to change, because he would say that in his 70s and into his 80s, the worst thing I see today, and I hate it, is older people who don't want to adapt to today's world. Mm-hmm. You have to. And he became that adapter, so to speak. And it's about coaching them in a manner in which they get it. It's not so much about what you're coaching, but how you're coaching and how you relate. I can't tell you how many times we've been either at my house or his, and we'll be watching games, and he would go over that over and over and over again. And Tommy, I look at it this in this world today, we got people, they refuse to change. Okay? And if you do that, you're in trouble, in a lot of different ways. I think in coaching, you've got to be able to adapt what you do and how you coach it and how you relate to players. You're not coaching players that, okay, maybe in your dad or your grandpa's world. The game is still the same in a lot of ways, but how you relate to a younger player and teaching them and making them believe in what you're coaching them gives them the best chance for success. That stays the same in life. I don't care in any business. If you believe in what you're doing, you're going to work harder at it.
When it comes to the offensive line, how surprised are you at the play? Because we all thought that was going to be, we all thought that was going to be a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, shocked. I mean, I think everyone is, that this team's offensive line would play as well as it did. And it was just not people covering the team. You could hear it in the voice of Dennis Allen doing interviews. You even had, you know, veteran players on the team sort of trying to give some kind of pat on the back and, hey, we're going to work through this. It's shocking how well this offensive line has played. No one. If you were attending OTAs, training camp sessions, practice sessions out in California, watching preseason, you could have guessed this, that it would have come together like this. And again, that goes right back down to what Rick Dennison and Benton has coached on this team. And they've got them believing. And they put them in positions to make plays. And, Tommy, it's old-fashioned, but it does work. You need to run the football when you need to and have to.
And on
last 2 years,
go ahead.
They have not been able to. And today, you have that element. It takes the pressure off of a quarterback to make sure that not every down, he's got to make a big play.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back because that brings me to them on defense and tackling and how much better the tackling is, which I think has a lot to do with angles of the football and being in position, which goes to buying in and confidence, which is why I led you down that coaching path. It just seems like this team is focused. They're prepared. They're bought in. They're confident. We can pick it up right there. We come back talking to Mike Dettelier. We'll also talk to some LSU. We come back as well because Mike was at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge and watched the game as well. 6:50, 10 till 7, did the pre- and post-game show. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker back with Mike Dettelier. Mike, I talked about better tackling, which I got to believe goes back to better angles to the football, which goes back to being in position, which goes back to buying in, which goes back to coaching. Thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with that because the way they practice today, Tommy, is not like what it used to be. You have a limited kind of time, and I always think that, okay, tackling's not something you just go on the field and all of a sudden it comes back to you. You have to practice it at least some. And so it is about angles, putting yourself in a position, being disciplined, eye disciplined mm-hmm. enough to not get yourself out of the gap you're supposed to be in and to make plays. And you look up front, and I know he doesn't have gaudy stats. Call Grandison. Okay, he had 1.5 sacks yesterday. But it's all the pressures that he puts on. He seemingly always is in a position to affect a play. And also the young kid in the secondary, Alante Taylor. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure he really bought into playing that nickelback spot last year. But he's bought into it now. And just look how productive he is. He's all over the football field. We knew about Mario Davis and what he can do out on the field. And he's still an unbelievable player at his age to be playing at this level. But you're seeing the young kids now in a Carl Grandison, in a Brian Brisset, Alante Taylor, even Kool-Aid McKinstry, same sort of thing. So it is about putting yourself in that right spot and being disciplined enough to not kind of swirl a little bit because you can be too aggressive if you get that right. you want to make the play so bad, you pull yourself out of position. You got to be disciplined and understand where you're supposed to be out on the field.
And that'll come news. If you follow WWL on Twitter, at WWLAMFM, you can see some video of that call, as a matter of fact. And it was at that point that I dubbed him Deustradamus, because he called another touchdown right after that. And I think Deuce does get he knows his stuff. Mike Dettoyer, who joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk, who will be second-guessing over at the Silver Slipper Casino tonight on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi, in Bay St. Louis. But he does, I think, have some views of practice, and maybe he knows sometimes what's coming on, which is great. I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just saying that he does a great job. He really does, and he called that one. Let's talk about the offensive line, Mike, if we can. And also, I think that factors into what Clint Kubiak is doing with motion and play action, Rashid Shaheed being lined up at running back. All of that's got to help the offensive line, I would think, right? One complements the other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we've had Mark Schlereffon a couple of different times. Mark has played in this type system, and he has talked about it is offensive line friendly, and that maybe if you have somebody who isn't quite as talented as maybe you would like, they will do some things to offset that. And I just think what you've seen the last couple games with Benton and Dennison coaching goes to show you how they were not well coached with Doug Marrone the last couple years. Just weren't. You didn't see any improvement from their offensive line. And, man, these two guys, and they've coached a lot of offensive line play over the years, Benton and Dennison. So you got to give them a lot of credit there. And it's just coming up with something that fits in the personnel that you have. But, Tommy, I think a big part of it, too, is having them believe in what you're doing is going to give them the best chance to succeed. It is a little bit between the ears.
Yeah, let me tell you. Let me jump in, and this goes to what I heard you say Saturday with Herb Tyler on the LSU Tiger postgame show about your neighbor, Joe Clark, and about coaching and teaching and the way you teach. Man, you must be mind-reading, because that's exactly where I was leading you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Joe, man, God bless him. He coached 50 years and beyond, so to speak, major college football and in the NFL, and then sort of he coached in NFL Europe and all these other places. And he was about, it's not what you coach. Because he said, okay, we're not reinventing the wheel in football, but it's how you coach and how you relate it to younger players. Okay, you can be a much older coach, and these young guys, you got nothing in common with them. So you've got to change. Because he would say that in his 70s and into his 80s, the worst thing I see today, and I hate it, is older people who don't want to adapt to today's world. You have to. And he became that adapter, so to speak. And it's about coaching them in a manner in which they get it. It's not so much about what you're coaching, but how you're coaching and how you relate. I can't tell you how many times we've been either at my house or his, and we'll be watching games, and he would go over that over and over and over again. And, Tommy, I look at it this in this world today. We got people, they refuse to change, okay? And if you do that, you're in trouble, you know, in a lot of different ways. I think in coaching, you've got to be able to adapt what you do and how you coach it and how you relate to players. You're not coaching players that, okay, maybe in your dad or your grandpa's world. The game is still the same in a lot of ways, but how you relate to a younger player and teaching them and making them believe in what you're coaching them gives them the best chance for success. That stays the same in life. I don't care in any business. If you believe in what you're doing, you're going to work harder at it.
When it comes to the offensive line, how surprised are you at the play? Because we all thought that was going to be, we all thought that was going to be a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, shocked. I mean, I think everyone is that this team's offensive line would play as well as it did. And it was just not people covering the team. You could hear it in the voice of Dennis Allen doing interviews. You even had, you know, veteran players on the team sort of trying to give some kind of pat on the back and, hey, we're going to work through this. It's shocking how well this offensive line has played. No one, if you were attending OTAs, training camp sessions, practice sessions out in California, watching preseason, you could have guessed this, that it would have come together like this. And again, that goes right back down to what Rick Dennison and Benton has coached on this team. And they've got them believing. And they put them in positions to make plays. And, Tommy, it's old-fashioned, but it does work. You need to run the football when you need to and have to.
And on
last 2 years, they have not been able to. And today, you have that element. It takes the pressure off of a quarterback to make sure that not every down, he's got to make a big play.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because that brings me to them on defense and tackling and how much better the tackling is, which I think has a lot to do with angles of the football and being in position, which goes to buying in and confidence, which is why I led you down that coaching path. It just seems like this team is focused. They're prepared. They're bought in. They're confident. We can pick it up right there. We come back talking to Mike Dettelier. We'll also talk to some LSU. We come back as well, because Mike was at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge and watched the game as well. 6:50, 10 till 7, did the post pre and post game show. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker back with Mike Dettelier. Mike, I talked about better tackling, which I got to believe goes back to better angles to the football, which goes back to being in position, which goes back to buying in, which goes back to coaching. Thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with that, because the way they practice today, Tommy, is not like what it used to be. You have a limited kind of time, and I always think that, okay, tackling's not something you just go on the field and all of a sudden it comes back to you. You have to practice it at least some. And so it is about angles, putting yourself in a position, being disciplined, eye disciplined enough to not get yourself out of the gap you're supposed to be in and to make plays. And you look up front, and I know he doesn't have gaudy stats. Call Grandison. Okay, he had 1.5 sacks yesterday. But it's all the pressures that he puts on. He seemingly always is in a position to affect a play. And also the young kid in the secondary, Alante Taylor. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure he really bought into playing that nickelback spot last year. But he's bought into it now. And just look how productive he is. He's all over the football field. We knew about Mario Davis and what he can do out on the field. And he's still an unbelievable player at his age to be playing at this level. But you're seeing the young kids now in a Carl Grandison, in a Brian Brisset, Alante Taylor, even Kool-Aid McKinstry, same sort of thing. So it is about putting yourself in that right spot and being disciplined enough to not kind of swirl a little bit, because you can be too aggressive if you get that right. You want to make the play so bad you pull yourself out of position. You got to be disciplined and understand where you're supposed to be out on the field.
And that'll come to a test on Sunday when they play the Eagles and Jalen Hurts.
Jalen hits you a lot of different ways because if you get out of position with Jalen, he is a runner as a quarterback. Now, he's not afraid to take off run with it. Now, I think he's become a little bit more disciplined as a passer. He got some weapons, too. You talk about Devontae Smith from Meade, Louisiana, Heisman Trophy winner, at Alabama. A.J. Brown from Ole Miss, outstanding football player. But that addition of Saquon Barkley gives them a back like they haven't had a guy like that, that talented, when he's healthy in a long time. They always have a really good offensive line. So Hurts now becomes a guy, it's kind of where he's going to end up, because off that waggle, he can move a lot of different places, and you got to be disciplined, because I think in other years, you were so aggressive to get to him, he would just take off running and beat you that way.
We'll see. Let's hope it sticks. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I know you got a long day. He will be, Mike Dettelier will be second-guessing with Bobby Hebert this afternoon, 4 o'clock, live on location, Silver Slipper Casino in beautiful Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. But don't feel bad for Mike. This is what he lives for. He's going to grade this. They'll grade the Saints' Week 2 performance at Dallas, recap LSU's SEC showdown with South Carolina. Wow, talk about walking away, stealing one. At 6:30, it's the Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, and head coach Dennis Allen, or with, I guess, LSU. I should more fairly say they never gave up. Then followed at 7, linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Then Monday Night Football, Falcons taking on the Eagles. Be an Eagles fan tonight. And let's hope the Falcons wear them out, but the Eagles win, and then the Saints beat the Eagles Sunday. That would be ideal, huh? That's all on WWLAMFM.com, Odyssey app. Kenner Mayor, Michael Glaser, when we come back. All right, 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker back with Mike Dettelier. Mike, I talked about better tackling, which I got to believe goes back to better angles to the football, which goes back to being in position, which goes back to buying in, which goes back to coaching. Thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with that, because the way they practice today, Tommy, is not like what it used to be. You have a limited kind of time, and I always think that, okay, tackling's not something you just go on the field and all of a sudden it comes back to you. You have to practice it at least some. And so it is about angles, putting yourself in a position, being disciplined, eye-disciplined enough to not get yourself out of the gap you're supposed to be in and to make plays. And you look up front, and I know he doesn't have gaudy stats. Call Grandison. Okay, he had 1.5 sacks yesterday. But it's all the pressures that he puts on. He seemingly always is in a position to affect a play. And also the young kid in the secondary, Alante Taylor. I'm not sure he really bought into playing that nickelback spot last year. But he's bought into it now. And just look how productive he is. He's all over the football field. We knew about Mario Davis and what he can do out on the field. And he's still an unbelievable player at his age to be playing at this level. But you're seeing the young kids now in a Carl Grandison, in a Brian Brisset, Alante Taylor, even Kool-Aid McKinstry. Same sort of thing. So it is about putting yourself in that right spot and being disciplined enough to not kind of swirl a little bit, because you can be too aggressive if you get that right. You want to make the play so bad, you pull yourself out of position. You got to be disciplined and understand where you're supposed to be out on the field.
And that'll come to a test on Sunday when they play the Eagles and Jalen Hurts.
Jalen hits you a lot of different ways because – if you get out of position with Jalen, he is a runner as a quarterback. Now, he's not afraid to take off run with it. Now, I think he's become a little bit more disciplined as a passer. He got some weapons, too. You talk about Devontae Smith from Meet Louisiana, Heisman Trophy winner at Alabama. A.J. Brown from Ole Miss, outstanding football player. But that addition of Saquon Barkley gives them a back like they haven't had a guy like that, that talented, when he's healthy in a long time. They always have a really good offensive line. So Hurts now becomes a guy, it's kind of where he's going to end up, because off that waggle, he can move a lot of different places, and you got to be disciplined, because I think in other years, you were so aggressive to get to him, he would just take off running and beat you that way.
We'll see. Let's hope it sticks. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I know you got a long day. He will be, Mike Dettelier will be, second guessing with Bobby Hebert. This afternoon, 4 o'clock, live on location, Silver Slipper Casino in beautiful Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. But don't feel bad for Mike. This is what he lives for. He's going to grade this. They'll grade the Saints' Week 2 performance at Dallas, recap LSU's SEC showdown with South Carolina. Wow, talk about walking away, stealing one. At 6:30, it's the Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, and head coach Dennis Allen, or with, I guess, LSU. I should more fairly say they never gave up. Then followed at 7, linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Then Monday Night Football, Falcons taking on the Eagles. Be an Eagles fan tonight. And let's hope the Falcons wear them out, but the Eagles win, and then the Saints beat the Eagles Sunday. That would be ideal, huh? That's all on WWLAMFM.com, Odyssey app. Kenner Mayor, Michael Glaser, when we come back.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.